On Midwest Week, Illinois prepares for its primary election in March. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Brian Mackey, State House reporter in Springfield for Illinois Public Radio. So, Brian, remind us, when is the Illinois primary, and what are some of the major races that'll be on the ballot?
Coming up on St. Patrick's Day, which is March 17th this year. And some of the big races that are going to be on the ballot, well, the biggest one is obviously the presidential primary. There's a competitive race among Democrats, probably a less competitive race among Republicans. Illinoisans will also be choosing who's going to run for U.S. Senate. Dick Durbin is seeking renomination and reelection this year. He's a long-serving Democrat. And then, of course, every congressional district will be up, as well as state House of Representatives and a third of the state Senate. There are also some local races that are going to be up, namely some county positions like state's attorney.
Now, not only does Illinois have a very early primary, but its filing deadlines are also pretty early. And how early are we talking, Brian, and why are they so early?
Yeah, well, they are early. They come right after Thanksgiving. People begin lining up at the State Board of Elections to file their papers, and they had to be out gathering signatures for, I think it's almost 3 months, about 90 days before that. You know, why they're early, that's a question we can speculate about. I mean, the ballot access is not the easiest thing in the world in Illinois. They do set up some hurdles. So, you know, people have said that there's that great line about Illinois politics. We don't want nobody, nobody sent. And so, you know, it is somewhat of an incumbent protection scheme. They do make it difficult for people to get on the ballot. But, you know, if you get out there and knock on enough doors and gather enough signatures, valid signatures, because your signatures can also be challenged. But if you do that, you can put your name out there, although not for another 2 years now.
Okay, so speaking of the primary ballot for Republicans in March for president, who do we have besides Donald Trump?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously Donald Trump is the big name. There are two other candidates who are, I think it's probably fair to call them perennial candidates. They are a Wisconsin man named John Chess and a man from California named Rocky De La Fuente. John Chess's main platform seems to be getting the U.S. out of the U.N., that sort of thing, sort of isolationism. And Rocky De La Fuente is somebody who, I think in a recent election, I saw a Washington Post story where he had run for something like half a dozen U.S. Senate seats in different states in the same year. So basically, President Trump seems to have a clear path unopposed to Republican renomination. I think one other interesting thing on the Republican side is that former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh, he's also been a radio host, has announced with much fanfare that he would be challenging President Trump. He says he is still in the fight, but he did not actually, you know, he said he has to marshal his resources, did not actually get himself on the ballot in Illinois.
Okay, and we don't know if he's going to focus on other states or something else happened.
Yeah, I think, the idea is you focus on those early states and hope to get some momentum going and then come back around. But if you're not even on the ballot, it's hard to get the necessary supporters to actually at the convention to get the nomination.
Okay, now on the Democratic side, I don't know that we have to list them all, but how many are there on the Illinois primary ballot for president so far?
There are 13, all the big names you've heard of: Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Andrew Yang, all the people from Tom Steyer, all the ones who were on that last debate stage in December. You also have Mike Bloomberg made it on there, who has been making a sort of late splash and investing a lot of money. He's going to be investing in offices. Now, getting your name on the ballot is one thing, but you also need to elect delegates to go to the convention. And not all the candidates were successful at getting a full slate of delegates. But I suspect that the Democratic primary field may winnow itself somewhat after some of those early primary and caucuses in places like New Hampshire and Iowa.
So the absence of delegates probably isn't that important right now?
I wouldn't, you know, think that that will make or break things, but boy, this is a lot of people competing this year, and it seems like a pretty wide open race so far, at least.
Okay, now one of the other races on the Illinois primary that you mentioned was for U.S. Senate. Dick Durbin's running for re-election. What do we know about the Republicans who are on the ballot?
So there are five Republicans who are on the ballot right now. They include Tom Tarter, who is a physician from Central Illinois, Mark Curran, who was the sheriff up in Lake County, Peggy Hubbard, who is from the Belleville area and made quite an impression at the sort of muckety-muck Republican breakfast that they have every year, pegged to the state fair last year. She was very bold in her statements. There's another Republican from Glenview named Casey Schlebeck, and I'm not sure I'm even pronouncing that right. I have not heard anything from that campaign yet. And then Robert Marshall, whose name might be familiar because he ran actually on the Democratic primary for governor last year, he is also a physician. So five Republicans. I think what those names have in common is that there's a good chance that most listeners probably have not heard of those people, or have at least not heard much about those people. Dick Durbin has been in the United States Senate since the 1990s. He is the number two Democrat in the U.S. Senate, and as has been the case in the past, the Republicans do not seem to be wanting to invest a lot of resources. No real big name Republicans lining up to try and take on somebody who has proven to be a fairly popular incumbent Democrat.
Now, also, Brian, this week I believe was the week for challenges. Do you know much about who's been filing challenges and what grounds or anything along those lines?
You know, that is something that it really, you have to get down to the individual race. I think that it's a time-tested strategy in Illinois. If you can challenge your opponent, people will generally try and do that. And, you know, there are a lot of different requirements about gathering signatures. When you gather signatures, it has to be from somebody in that particular district. So, I mean, I think in terms of big names, I haven't seen anything too surprising. There was an attempt to get longtime Congressman Bobby Rush in Chicago, a Democrat, knocked off the ballot, but he ended up surviving that challenge. So I think that is something that has proven to not really be, I don't think there were any like major upsets this year, I would say it like that.
Okay, now another race is, at least for our area, is the 17th District in Congress, where Sherry Bustos is the incumbent. There don't seem to be any well-known names from the Republicans yet. Is that sort of like the Dick Durbin race?
I mean, I think so. She is one of those Democrats that people often cite in the list of Democratic members of Congress where President Trump won the district, but he won pretty narrowly and she won pretty big last time. So, you know, by that metric, sure, she is in a district that would be considered a swing district, but she has had fairly solid performance in the past. I mean, Esther King, Eugene Farrell, and William Faywell are the three Republicans who are on the ballot, as of right now at least, seeking to challenge her. I'll leave it to your judgment, knowing that area better than I do, about how big those names are in politics in that area. But yeah, it doesn't seem like, even though on paper it's something that you could imagine would be a tier one target, it doesn't seem like it's shaping up that way. Republicans focusing much more of their energy on freshman Democrats who won upsets against Republicans, namely Lauren Underwood in the suburbs of Chicago and Sean Casten.